USA News Update. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump's legal team is pushing back against a request for a protective order in his alleged election interference case. The Department of Justice filed for the order, asking the judge to censor some of Trump's speech about the case. After the former president posted, quote, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you," end quote. In the response yesterday, Trump's lawyers claimed it violated the First Amendment. The judge in the case is expected to decide soon, having said a hearing on the matter will be held no later than Friday. Thousands of city workers in Los Angeles, California are preparing to stage a one-day walkout. Personnel including sanitation crews, traffic officers, airport workers, and engineers plan to picket for 24 hours at City Hall and LAX Airport. This would mark the first such strike action in more than 40 years. Thanks for listening as we get this Tuesday underway. Lance Pry, USA News.
Recently, President Trump was talking about the big news networks, and here's what he said.
We have others that come along, and they're doing well, and Newsmax has been really good, and, you know, others are coming along.
Many Americans agree Newsmax TV is really good. Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too, and find hit shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stitchfield, Sean Spicer, and Lindsay Keith. Tune in tonight for Newsmax's newest show with Steve Cortez. It's called Cortez and Pellegrino. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax, or you can switch. Plus, get Newsmax free on most smart TVs and OTT devices like Roku, Pluto, Zumo, and Amazon Fire. Millions have already downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. So start watching America's fastest-growing cable news channel, because Newsmax is real news for real people.